Do those things smell when they're cooking?
Yes, they do. I don't love to smell them when they're cooking. I'll be honest. I told Loretta today we'd close that door and open both these doors in that window and boil them, for I'll have to cook them in here. I haven't got no wood enough to cook anything outside with. And get them done and take the broth off that jar and pour it out and clean the pot good and drain them good, you see, and pack them up and seal them tight. Mm-hmm. And the house may have to be sprayed to satisfy me. I've got a whole lot of different things to spray it with.
Yes, ma'am.
And can turn the air conditioner on the exhaust. That helps a lot. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of any kind of, any part of the hog called a hashlet or hashlet?
Yeah, that's liver and lights.
Mm. And they call it the?
Hashlet. I don't know where they got such a name as that, but that's what they call it.
I see. Did you ever eat any of that?
Yeah, I like it all right. Mm-hmm. It's good. Anybody, now, some people don't know how to cook it, but if it's cooked right, it's good.
Yes, ma'am.
Put it on and boil it till it's good and tender, and boil it till there's not much water in it, more of a gravy in it, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
It's real good, especially with sweet potatoes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yams.
You know this part of a chicken that children like to get a hold of so that one can grab on one end and one on the other?
The pulley bone?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What was supposed to be the story behind that?
I don't know. I just never have heard anybody say. They always claim the one that gets the biggest piece of that bone, though. Don't they claim if your hand... I forgot what that is.
Was it your wish was supposed to come true, or you supposed to get married first, or something like that?
I believe they claim you're going to get married first if you get the biggest piece of it. Pulley bone.
Yes, ma'am.
And something other about if you hang mistletoe over the door, the first one walks under it, that's who you're married. Don't they have a lot of cranky things?
Well, you know, you were talking about that wash pot. Was it ever used to make lye hominy in?
Yeah. We used to make wash pots full of lye hominy, and we everyone loved it, and I love it to death, but it hurts me. Mm. I had a ulcer to rupture in my stomach just a few years ago, and I almost bled to death.
Mm.
And having that heart condition too, I had to stay in the coronary unit from Thursday morning 7:30 till Sunday afternoon, and Dr. gave me up. He's my doctor in Jackson. He's a good internist, and he gave me up and told my son that was there all the time. He lives in Clear, you know, and he told him he just swear to call WG. Dr. knows my children real well. He said, you just swear to call WG. Said, she's not going to make it.
Yeah.
And he said, we've done all we can do, and we can't stop that blood. And I was just drinking that blood up. They had to hanging up there just to go in all the time. Or just running out just as fast as running in. And so late Saturday evening, he got a surgeon that had operated on me a time or two, and he come up there and examined me, and he said, lie down and looked at the x-rays and everything, and told him that he didn't know nothing to do but to operate to stop it. So they set Sunday morning 7 o'clock to operate, and my boys was over there at 6, they told me afterward. And that doctor of mine, Dr. got up at 2 o'clock and went up there to see how I was doing, and the blood had stopped.
Mm.
That's all. Save me from